Tonight's topic was submitted by a Rebbe, an 8th grade Rebbe in St. Louis, who's been following this shiur, Rabbi Avi Kula. And he put a request, and each day when he listens to the shiur, he reviews it with his Talmidim the next day on Zoom. So the 8th grade class requested the following topic about when a person should daven Mincha Gedola versus Mincha Katana in general, and then when it comes to now davening at home without there being a minyan. So I see Seth Sklar's on the video as well. He had said this to me a few weeks ago, right, when we started. This is an important topic. So let's discuss the sugya. So the way it begins is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Vav Amud Beis, tells us that we know there's a machlok is whether or not Tevila, the Shmoneh Esrei, was modeled after the Avos instituted them, or was it connected to Midim? And it's really both, Elu V'Elu, Divi L'Kim Chaim. And therefore, each of the tefillas of the day are corresponding to a different carbon. So Mincha, which was instituted by Yitzchak Avinu, was connected the carbon Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim, the afternoon carbon Tamid brought every single day. Now, we have to know, when was the carbon Tamid brought every day? That's going to dictate when we should be davening. So the Gemara says there's something called Mincha Gedola, and there's something else called Mincha Ketana. So what is the difference? So Mincha Ketana, the reason why it's called Ketana is because there's less time to say it. It's at the end of the day. It's Ketana, small period, till Tseis, or Shkia. Mincha Gedola is you have more time in the day. You say it early in the day, there's more time to actually say it until Shkia. So what's Mincha Ketana versus Mincha Gedola? So the Gemara says, and the Rishonim explain, that when the carbon Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim was brought every single day, it was brought at the 9th and a half hour of the day, Teisha Umechsa Bayom, which means if you have a perfect day of 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 12 hours, so 9 and a half hours into the day would be the equivalent of 3:30 on a perfect day. So 3:30 is a Mincha Ketana. That's when the carbon Talmud was brought every single day. Now there's one time a year that was brought early in the day at 12:30, which happens to be carbon Pesach. On Karim Pesach, they brought the Tamid much earlier. Why? Because the Karim Pesach has to be brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. And they needed a lot of time to get everyone's Karim Pesach in. So one time a year, they daven Mincha, or they brought the Tamid at 12:30 in the afternoon. So these are the two options. Either the daily Mincha, which is 3:30, Mincha Ketana, or the 12:30, the Karim Pesach time, they brought the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So which is the ideal? So it's a machlokas. Some Rishonim say we should really daven the every single day Tamid, which is 3:30 in the afternoon. That's how they brought the carbon Tamid. And yet other Rishonim say that no, since it can be said as early as 12:30, like on Erev Pesach, so you could daven as early as 12:30 on a regular day. So that's a machlokes Rishonim. How do we paskin? So it's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, he says, Mi Shem Hispala, one who davened Tfilas Mincha, La'achar sheish shows mechza ulamala, after 6 and a half hours into the day, which is for us 12:30 in the afternoon, he's yotze if he davene b'di'evit. However, ikir zmana, the ideal time is miteisha shows mechza, after 9 and a half hours into the day, which is mincha ketana, which would be 3:30 p.m., which would be the ideal time that a person should daven every single day. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does acknowledge that there are those Rishonim who say, L'chachila, you could daven at 12:30, but it's only a Yesh Omrim. Really, the halach is you should be davening at 3:30 every single day. Now, are there any exceptions where a person could and perhaps should be davening earlier? So, one of the big challenges that come up is a sugi, those who are learning Daf Yomi came across it recently in Shabbos Daf Tes, where the Gemara says you're not allowed to engage in activities that might cause you to forget the mitzvah. You might forget to daven, like you can't go get a haircut, you can't go to a tanner, you can't go to a bathhouse, you can't have a suda. So the Mishnah says you can't do these things because you might forget to daven mincha. So the question becomes, so if you have a suda, so you can't have a suda if you haven't yet daven mincha, because you might forget the mincha. You might get drunk, you might get tired, you might fall asleep. So you can't have a meal until you've davened mincha. So what happens? You want to have a lunch at 12:30, 1 o'clock. So do I have to daven mincha now before I eat? I can't have a meal, the Mishnah says. I can't eat a meal until I daven mincha yet. So there's a machlokas. Is it a mincha gadol? Rather, is it a big meal or a small meal? Some say only a big meal's a problem. Like a big chasana, a wedding, you can't have a big meal. But a small meal's okay to have if you haven't daven mincha yet. So it's a little bit confusing. So without getting to all the details, the Rama says, we're very makel bezman hazeh, that you could have a meal even though you didn't daven mincha yet. Meaning even though I'm having mincha at 3:30 later on, I can have a meal at 12:30, not a problem. Why? So this is the key point. Says the Rama, the reason why we're lenient, the Rama at the end of Siman Reish Lamed Beis, is because Mishum Di Achshav nowadays, Korin Lebeis HaKnesses, we're called to shul, they send out a reminder, an email, Lo Chayshinan Dilma Yivshav Lo Yispala, we're not concerned. They ring a bell, time for Mincha, no one's going to forget Mincha. So this was only relevant if in fact you were called to shul for Mincha time. But nowadays, the Mishabura says, nowadays, or I'm saying nowadays in terms of our current circumstance, Mishabura says, about im darko lispala bichidis. If you're davening by yourself, where no one's calling you to shul bebeso, lo mahani, this doesn't work. Meaning, you'd have to daven mincha before having your lunch. The only heter to have lunch before mincha is because they're calling you to shul. The Ramosha has another heter, Rosh Shlomo Zalman also. Even if they don't call you to shul, but there's a set time you go every single day. There's always, I remember when I used to work in PwC in Midtown, there's a Chabad right there on, whatever, 49, 50th, right near, maybe a little lower, maybe 42nd actually. 42nd and 5th Avenue, I think, the Chabad there. I think Mincha's at 1:45 every single day. So every single day I go to 1:45 Mincha, that would be the equivalent of being called to shul. There's a set time for Mincha. But nowadays we're not going to shul. There's no minim. So according to the Mishabura, one who davens b'yechidus b'beiso, he's not allowed to eat. So you want to have lunch first? Daven mincha gedola. Now if you're eating before mincha gedola, you're eating at 12 o'clock. Mincha gedola is around 1:30 now, that's not a problem. The issur of eating is only within 30 minutes of mincha gedola. So if you want to eat between 1 and 1:30, you have to make sure to daven before you started your meal. Are there any other heterim? So, there are other heterim, and that's brought down in the Siman Reish Lamed Hei. It's a little bit jumping around those who are following inside the Mishabura. There, the Shulchan Aruch writes, people don't know this halacha, that people oftentimes think you can't eat a meal before Bedikas Chametz, right? Next week we're doing Bedikas Chametz. Oh, no eating 30 minutes before Bedikas Chametz. No learning 30 minutes before Bedikas Chametz. That's a halacha that's true of every single mitzvah. Ne'eretz Chanukah, Shema, Sfiras Omer, go down the line. You cannot eat 30 minutes within the upcoming mitzvah. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Reish Lamed Hei as follows. Aser lahaschil le'echol, you can't eat a meal. Chatzi shah samich lezman kriyat shema shel arvis. So this is a very important halacha when you make early Shabbos. You come home and you said Marv, but it was too early. But you daven Marv in the Tzibur. But you have to repeat Shema after Tzeisa Kochavim. If you're sitting down within 30 minutes of Tzeis, you can't. You have to make sure to daven Shema first. So you have to hold off your meal for 30 minutes. Unless, what's the heter? Says the Mishabura, the heter is, im amar l'chaveh, if you tell your friend, or your child, your son, your daughter, your wife, to remind you, she'eno, not to forget it, then that's sufficient. That's sufficient grounds. If you have someone to remind you, and the post can say, if an alarm clock, if you have a phone, reminder to count Sfira, reminder to say Shema, all that also serves as a reminder, either a person or an alarm. What doesn't work is a katan. A child doesn't work. So says the, going back to halacha, to our very situation, our case here. Ideally, it's always best to daven mincha katana. But if you want to have a meal, the Mishabura writes in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel, what is a heter to daven mincha gedola lechachila? He says, imro telechol, if you want to eat, or you need to go travel, la teis la derech, so then it's best to daven mincha gedola first before having your meal. What other way could you eat without having to daven mincha gedola? If you either set a reminder on your phone, or you tell a friend, a wife, a child, to remind you not to forget to daven mincha. I'll finish off with one last important piece about mincha. The Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav Amud Beis tells us how important mincha is, and we should take this to heart nowadays during this constant Eis Tzara, that it says a person should be Amar Rav Huna, Amar Bechelba, Amar Rav Huna, Li'olam Yehe Adam Zahir B'Tfias Mincha. A person should be very careful davening mincha. Sharei Eliyoha Navi Lo Nena Ela B'Tfias Mincha. He was only answered during his Tfilas Mincha, Shenemar, Tezim Lachem Aleph, Vayhi Ba'alos HaMincha, when Mincha time came, Vayigash Eileh Al Navi, Vayomer, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Aneni Sheterit Eish Min HaShemayim, and he was answered. Why is Mincha so important? Says the Torah, because Shachar is easy to daven. We didn't start the day yet. But in the middle of our day, we're busy, you know, at work, we're busy at home, helping the kids, and to take a stop and daven for 10, 15 minutes, and we're willing to be mezar on it, that's why Mincha is so important. Everyone have a wonderful evening. We'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow night.